Hey, this morning we're going to talk 4th of July activities. We've got a number of communities that are putting together some big doings this weekend. One of those is Messina, as they'll be sparking off the 4th of July here this weekend, helping to celebrate the 250th birthday of our country with activities both Friday and Saturday, July 3rd and 4th. The Messina Chamber of Commerce helping to coordinate a lot of those events. And Brooke Bissell is with us this morning, helping to share us a little bit of details about what's happening. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, good. Thank you. How long have you guys been working on putting this together?
About a year. We saved everything we had from the previous 4th of July and built on top of that.
Okay. Well, I was expecting you to probably say 3 years because you guys have this unique thing with Messina and Fontenelle and Greenfield where you rotate the 4th of July celebration every third year. How does that work out?
It works pretty well. We have a lot of people from all the communities that are involved, so it's kind of neat that we have the opportunity to share it with two other communities.
Well, and it takes the pressure off some of the smaller communities like that, too, not having to worry about organizing every year, because as we all know, that's tough, and it's tough sometimes to find volunteers.
It can be hard to find volunteers. We are still actually looking for a couple volunteers to help with our kid activities on the 4th of July. So we do have a sign-up link if anybody's interested in working some of the kids' activities.
Okay, very good. So still searching for a little help there, too. All right, well,
yep.
I want to get right to the meat of the weekend, and I mean that literally because we love food, and we always want to talk about food. I see you guys have a pretty good run, a pretty good variety of food vendors coming in.
Yep. So on Friday, July 3rd, our wonderful economy food market that we have in Messina will be serving the meal Friday night while we have a just kind of music and a beer garden. And then we have a whole bunch of kids activities at the park that night. And then we have about eight or so food vendors and like the Corn Dog Caravan, Barrow and Smoke Barbecue, Amos's Food Truck, Farmer's Walnut Street Diner. Our Catholic Church will actually be doing a Pizza Ranch fried chicken meal. Our Cass County Cattlemen will be grilling up steak sandwiches. We have the Greenfield Lions Club bringing a different variety of things. We also have a dirty soda trailer. Our local and new to Messina is the Lux Market and Soda Shop, and they will be open on Main Street. And I do believe they will be serving some iced coffees, too, down at the park.
Well, you guys do have a lot of variety.
Yeah, we do, and we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, you bet. Well, the food is always a draw. We all will love our food. That's kind of part of being an Iowan, and we love our variety, and you've got a little bit of everything there for folks. So no reason not to stay and to stick around. Brooke, you mentioned on Friday night, Economy Food Mart's going to be serving dinner. Do you know what the meal includes?
I do not know yet. Okay. We have one more final meeting on Wednesday, and then where everything will be confirmed. Saturday morning, we do have like a community meal going on at the fire station that is being done by the our C store, the Sunex store. So we'll have breakfast sandwiches, donuts, fruit, and quite a variety of things at that too.
Okay. Suffice it to say, it'll be good.
It's all going to be good.
All going to be wonderful. Well, let's talk about Friday activities. You folks aren't shying away from daytime activities on Friday. You've got, looks like a golf tournament going on all day.
Yeah, there's going to be a four-person best ball going on at the Crestwood Hills Golf Course in Anita. It's sort of a tournament, sort of not. It's a shotgun start. There will be some prizes. People who are already members of the golf course, they don't have to pay any green fees. Non-members just have to pay the money for the holes and just the normal green fees and cart rentals. So
make it easy.
Yeah.
Very good. Just a nice way to start the weekend. And then really things kick up on Friday night. You've got a nice run of activities, including a lot of things for the kids.
Yeah, we do. Back to the golf thing real quick, though. Mm-hmm. The Historical Society is sponsoring lunch down at the golf course. Anybody is welcome to go to that if they feel like going and having lunch down there. They also have free will coffee and donuts that morning at the golf course, and they're hoping quite a few people show up to get in the spirit for the 4th of July and get together with everybody. But so Friday night, we are having a kids parade. There'll be a beer garden and music. We have the meal, like we said, provided and served by the Economy Food Market. We will have face painting at the park, pony rides. There'll be a kids dance party. And then we're going to do like a glow fun run that the whole family can do, or just kids or whoever wants to do it.
All right. Very good. Then, of course, Saturday we hit the big events. Saturday, the 4th of July. It's kind of neat that the 4th falls on a Saturday this year, especially such a big one like the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. So we really get to party up nice. And I see the parade starts at 10 a.m. And do you usually get pretty good turnout for the parade?
Yeah, we do. And I think this year we have quite a few people who've already reached out in regards to floats. If anybody wants to bring a float, you do not have to pre-register. You just have to be there for the parade lineup at 9 o'clock down at the Messina Livestock and the ball fields. And Matt Stinn will be the one lining everybody up for the parade. Our historical society will have their buildings open too, so people can go venture out and check out some of the cool buildings we have.
All right, excellent. Will the parade be using the usual route there?
We will start kind of down by Morrison Seed Company. We'll actually have a quiet zone from Morrison Seed Co. up to the post office, and then we will travel north up Main Street, and we will turn on to 6th Street, and then we will go back down East Cedar Street. And then people are welcome that are in the parade. They are welcome to either go back down and park their floats down at the sail barn again and go enjoy the rest of the festivities, or if they want to get their floats out and come back, they can turn off right on Highway 148. But we encourage everybody to stay the entire day and have a great time.
Very good. Well, you have a nice wide Main Street, so that should sure help folks out. All right, very good. Well, otherwise, lots of other activities going on throughout the day that should really appeal to just about everyone. You've got kids' games, carnival-type things and what have you, and some contests going on. You've got bingo, you got mud races, you got a lot.
Yeah, we do. We're super excited. There will be mud races down at the Thunder Valley Speedway at 2 o'clock. Bingo will be at the Messina Community Building from 2 to 3, so if people want to go in, bingo, get cooled off, they're more than welcome. We are having an adult scavenger hunt this year again. We've had one a couple years, and then we took a couple years off, and it was a big request to have a scavenger hunt again. So if anybody is interested in that, registration for that's at 3 o'clock, or they're welcome to call me or text me and register. I want to point out that all the kids' activities on the Friday and on Saturday are all free. Bingo is free. So we had a lot of amazing sponsors who donated, and we were able to make sure all the activities are free for kids.
Well, and bring your cameras, because in addition to the pigtail contest, I see there's the beard contest and, more importantly, the mullet contest. So definitely want to get some photos to hold that over people's heads.
Yeah, that'll be great. We know there's some people who haven't cut their hair for a while because we put out the mullet contest.
So. Got to prepare, you bet. Well, bags tournament going on in the evening. And then also, everything leads up to on Saturday night to, before the fireworks anyway, to the Messina Fire Department street dance. And from what I know of fire departments locally, a lot of our small town fire departments, they're known for two things: working really hard and putting on great parties.
Yeah, so we are super excited about the bags tournament and the street dance. The bags tournament will be held at the fire station so that people are already there for when the street dance is starting. And we are pretty excited about the act that we have coming, Alexis Kern. She's actually from Iowa, so we can't wait to have her there with us and put on a great show. And,
awesome.
Of course, we'll have our fireworks.
You bet. Well, and the only thing I guess I skipped over a little bit was the alumni reunion, which is that's always kind of a tradition every year here.
Yep. So we do have an informal alumni reunion down at the Messina City Park. Anybody from Anita, Messina, Cumberland, any of the sports that were shared before the consolidation, after the consolidation, all years and classes are welcome.
Excellent. They don't have to do anything, just show up.
They just can show up. They would like you to register at the North Shelter just so they can keep track of who all comes and stuff. But, yeah,
okay,
it'll be a great time. And we have the Cass County Cattlemen will be grilling up steak sandwiches all night long. So if you're down at the informal alumni reunion and want some food, we'll be able to move some steak sandwiches from the fire station down there for purchase.
All right. Well, you'll be able to follow the smells because it'll be wonderful. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Brooke, what about parking? Pretty easy to get around?
Yeah. So we will have parking up by the school. Most of the side streets will be available. There will not be park. You can park on Main Street until right before the parade, and then we will have the roads closed off. We will have handicap parking on the west side of the park. So both sides of the street on the west side of the park will be handicap parking. We are requesting that nobody park on East Cedar Street since the parade comes down that way, but people are welcome to park on Main Street before the parade starts, before we shut down the roads to make sure that the parade can go successfully. So there should be plenty of parking and all on the side streets, and we can't wait to have everybody.
Fingers crossed. The weather's nice, and everybody gets to celebrate. And remember, two parades here this weekend for the Messina 4th of July. The kids' parade, 6 o'clock on Friday night, and then the big parade on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. They'd love to have as many folks participate as possible and make that a lot of fun. Brooke Bissell's been with us here this morning, visiting with us about the big Messina 4th of July doings. They're celebrating the 250th birthday of our country with both July 3rd and 4th events. Should be a lot of fun as those three communities come together to help put on a big show. Brooke, thanks so much for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful time.